The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, delighted as always to speak to Scottish Thistles head coach Kath Tetley. Kath, thanks for your time, and a bit of an exciting time around the corner for Thistles with those games for Silver Ferns.
Oh, we are buzzing. This is just huge. This is huge for netball in Scotland. It's huge for the aspiring eight-year-old in the crowd, which, by the way, both games are almost a sellout. There are a few tickets left, but it's pretty amazing to have the Silver Ferns right here at home in Glasgow.
Tell me a little bit about that selection process for those final squad members.
Yeah, we've actually had seven camps, and in part of the selection process for this series, which obviously is part of a really critical building phase as we look towards the Commonwealth Games, we wanted to make sure that we reflected the fact that we've got some really great talent in the team. And so for the first time, we've actually selected a squad of 15, like many of the Southern Hemisphere countries do, with the opportunity then to select then the 12 that is right for each game, which is really exciting. I just think this is just such good times for the future of Scottish netball, when there's so many people that are absolutely busting down the door to grab a bib and get in the game. So it's been a long road, one that the selectors have looked at a lot of footage and had a lot of discussion. And, yeah, we think that this 15 will give it absolutely everything for Scotland.
And being realistic, the sheer fact that you're able to attract a team, such a high-profile team, really, of the Silver Ferns to Scotland as well.
Yeah, look, it's really special. I'm obviously very lucky. My time at the New South Wales Swifts had me cross over with Dame Nolene, and she was quite adamant back in our early discussions, especially when she heard that I was headed here to Scotland, that it was certainly part of her planning and her vision for the Commonwealth Games preparations. So it is a wonderful thing. But I will also say, which I think is really significant, In the first conversation that we had with the Netball New Zealand staff, they made it very clear that coming to Scotland and coming here to showcase the game was, they felt, part of their responsibility to be part of the global community. And I think that's exactly how we should all be behaving, whether we're second in the world or whether we're 18th in the world. As much crossover as we can do and visiting other nations as we can do, I think we should be doing it. So it's a credit to New Zealand that they felt that that was an important part of what they do in their netball journey.
New Zealand in themselves are going through a bit of a tricky patch at the moment. I'm not going to ask you about that, but I suppose, how much of an effect does everything like that off court put an impact on players?
Look, I wouldn't know on the inside of the team, but I know that as a person that is about heart and people and culture and emotion, you know, these things can't just be isolated. So I think it's really important that we show them a really good time, Andy. You know, that we bring them here and we make them feel incredibly welcome and incredibly warm, because we are about the netball ultimately. We're all netball professionals and we are of the game. So no matter what is going on and all of the things that become challenging in sport and in life, I think at the end of the day, everybody at Netball New Zealand loves the game, and certainly here in Scotland, everyone is really committed to showing the Silver Ferns a really wonderful time when they're here. And yeah, look, we just cannot wait to get the doors open on Sunday, to be honest, and show them some love.
It's a Thistles team that will give you options, never really knowing what Silver Ferns will bring. And that's nice for you.
Look, I think it's brilliant for us. So, you know, it would be silly of me to say, oh, well, I'm expecting New Zealand to run their starting seven at us for 60 minutes. Why would you do that? I think we are a really great opportunity for New Zealand to be making sure that they are developing combinations and getting things right. On the other side of that, for us, it's fantastic because we get the opportunity to see all different styles of players that they have. And for us, that was part of one of the reasons that we went to Pac Oz earlier in the year is we need to make sure that we're really robust, not just playing UK-style netball all the time. That's not how it works at the top. In international netball, you need to be ready for all of the different versions of players, of styles, of unit works. And I think we'll get the opportunity to see lots of variety from the Kiwis this weekend.
How's play sport looking?
Oh,
you've been to have a quick
how exciting.
Nosy?
Yeah, look, I was looking at some of the numbers this morning and East Kilbride hosted us back in, 1985? So, like, to be back in East Kilbride on the beautiful play sport courts and in that venue, I mean, it's being a fans-obsessed person like I am, the fan zone is rocking. So if no one can find me in the change room, I'll be up in the fan zone having a good time or in the merch. I mean, we've got merchandise, Andy. Like, we are ready for this thing.
Going to be taking place on the 9th and the 11th. How are tickets?
Oh, tickets have sold really well. There is literally single seats, I believe, available for Sunday. So you can still come, right? You can still come and enjoy the atmosphere. And I really think people should. It's going to be quite a display of skill and quality. And then on Tuesday, there's still plenty of tickets left in some of the sections. So get along.
Best place, netballscotland.com.
Yes, please. Yes, go to the website and follow the ticketing links.
Kath, smashing as always, catch up and speak to you soon.
Thanks for your support, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.